Welcome to Real Estate Today with Yvonne Candy. Learn how to invest in today's residential and commercial real estate. Get informed and get the latest news and trends. Whether you're an investor, home buyer, or homeowner, or just want to be entertained, you're in the right place. And here's your host, Yvonne Candy.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining me today on Real Estate Today with Yvonne Candy. It feels so good to be back. I started to say, welcome to the Yvonne Candy Show. It's been maybe 3 or 4 years since COVID, and I am so happy to be back. I hope that you enjoy the show. We're going to talk about everything that have to do with real estate.
Well, before we talk about real estate, we're going to say happy birthday to Yvonne. Happy birthday to Yvonne. Yay!
Thank you. That was my host, Michelle Leonard, and I tell you, if you want to know anything about real estate, you have to hear Michelle Leonard because she is an expert. She's not only an award-winning realtor, she's also a marketing expert. And I tell you, she brings a beacon of light in here because she is so fashionista. She comes in with her hat. We call her the Hat Lady. So if you see her online, and I'm quite sure you have, she always has a beautiful hat. I got to ask you, Michelle, how do you keep so many hats? Because I don't even think I see you with the same hat on twice.
Okay, well, I'm sure you have. I only have 20 of those large Lucite boxes, like storage boxes, and I keep them by color. So I have like red and pink and, you know, all the colors. And depending on what I have on, I go in the box and then I try to figure out what hat I'm feeling for that outfit.
I thought you must have had a room, just nothing but hats.
No, actually, most of that room is my table settings.
Oh.
I love tablescaping and I love themes and all that.
Oh, yeah. She's a lifestyle expert also, you guys.
You're too kind.
She's wonderful. Well, I wanted to clarify a few things in reference to what's happening in the market today. And I called my friend and expert, Michelle, to clarify a few things for you. One of them is I've been seeing a lot of new developments going on. And Michelle and I was talking the other night, and I was telling her my daughter's looking for a new development. And, you know, the interest rates were totally, totally crazy. So if you're looking to buy a new development, and a lot of people don't want resales. I do know there's some people out there, they don't want to live in a house that someone already lived in, or they want to have a house that's built from the ground up, or something that's already built. And like I said, no one lives in it. So, Michelle, what's happening with new developments? Why are there so many?
Well, because there's even more demand than what there is. So right now, even though the interest rates have gone up, as you noted, considerably, I remember about a year ago, they had really jumped up to 7%. Everybody was like freaking out. Now they're at 8%. But if you had gone back a year earlier, people were getting, I was getting my clients less than 3%.
Wow.
So it definitely affected some people because with the higher interest rate, they could no longer afford the payment. Okay. However, the demand for houses is still exceeding. And I brought some numbers with me because I love numbers and they came out today. So, in Chester County, people are like, oh, no one's buying. It's not true. Just in the month of October, in Chester County, 385 homes were sold and settled in 23.
Oh, my goodness.
Interestingly enough, in 21, we had 722. And pre-COVID in 19, we had 634. And let's just jump down to Philly, because a lot of people live in Philly. 23, 908 homes settled. 21, it was 1520. And 19, 1346. Mm. And so that's like every 2 years. And people were like, well, what made the COVID time, like in 21? Mm-hmm. Well, when people were all shut in their houses, especially if they lived in Philadelphia, they didn't have enough outdoor space. Mm-hmm. Or they wanted more rooms because now everyone was working at home. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so that was what was that initial push that made everything surge. Literally, when we got out of lockdown, which I think was at the end of May in 2020, I literally had clients lined up. And what was happening is that there would be like 10 offers. Mm. And 8 of those offers were people coming from Philly wanting to have more grass, more office space, a place for their kids to get homeschooled. That's what was that push. And then right now, there's still supply and demand issues. I put in an offer in January on a property. It was a townhouse in Westchester. 31 offers. And the media at the same time is saying, oh, the market's down 20%, 30%, 40%. And the truth of the matter is here in our greater Philadelphia area, which includes South Jersey and then the five counties, we weren't slowing down. 31 offers. So I wrote an offer. They were asking $350. My offer was for $400. My buyer was exceptionally well qualified. I made the mistake of putting in a contingency for a mortgage, which she really didn't need. But I'm thinking, oh, the market's so bad, this is going to be a walk in the park. I put in a 4-day home inspection. So guess what, everybody? Like, I had to quickly pivot and figure out what to do to get this wonderful person and her kids a home. And we did. I spent time with a lender. And as you know from other conversations, I love all of my crazy lenders.
Right.
And I have lenders who can specialize in VA. Mm-hmm. I have lenders who do doctor's loans. I have lenders who are great, by the way, for first-time home buyers. Because of COVID, seller credits went away. Sellers were looking for cash offers, not something with a seller credit. And if you even worked it into the numbers, then they were afraid of the appraisal. Mm. So when you look at all of that, the government stepped up. And now we have these wonderful grants where you can get 5% of the purchase price if you're a first-time home buyer or have not owned a home for 3 years.
Well, we're going to talk about that, but I can't believe that it's that many sales with the interest rates as high as they are.
Over
that's ridiculous.
$2,500 a month.
Oh my goodness!
And people are saying, "Oh, doom and gloom." There's no doom and gloom around
so
here.
So, what are they thinking? What are buyers thinking? For instance, I'll let you know what I mean. Are they thinking that okay, well, we'll buy now. The interest rates are going to drop. And we'll refinance. Well, what are they thinking?
Exactly. And that's where that phrase about a year ago came. Mm-hmm. You marry the house and you date the rate.
Right.
Okay? Mm-hmm. And here's the deal. You can still work things. People are doing 7-1 ARMs, which means it's fixed rate for 7 years. Mm-hmm. And I had a client, got her 5.5. That's much less than 8%. Right? Mm-hmm. Pretty good, Michelle. I've had other people who do buy downs. Mm-hmm. So if somebody.
And what about seller financing? Is any of that going on?
Some of it, but not as much. But we have these grants that are better than seller financing. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, honestly, even a first time home buyer needs a grant. And a little seller assist.
I don't think a lot of people know about those grants because everybody that I speak to, they're like, oh, I'm saving money to buy a house.
So,
and if you're saving money to buy a house, you know, that's going to take forever.
Oh, forever and a day. And not only that, since 2020, the houses in our market have gone up, and I'm not exaggerating, over 30%. Mm. I sold a house right after COVID when we could go out in May, and that buyer paid $165,000 for the house in Delaware County, Drexel Hill. She decided last fall, a year ago, that she wanted to move to Maine. Lovely woman. I sold that house, okay, like 2 years later for $216,000. That was over 30% appreciation. Mm. And if you look at even the numbers on average, it's amazing the difference. I post all this in my newsletter, which, you know, I was hoping it would come out tomorrow, but it won't be till Friday. So if you didn't jump in and buy because you were like waiting for the rates to come down, waiting for less people to be putting bids in, you really lost out because of that huge jump. So on a $400,000 house, right, 30% is $120,000. Mm. And now they're having to deal with the higher price,
right,
and the higher interest rate. But yeah, those interest rates are forecasted to come down. And whether it's a year, 2 years, 3 years, nobody has a crystal ball. Whenever we have like a national catastrophe, mm-hmm, like 7/11, mm-hmm, a war, right, like anything big, even when there's a war in another country, sometimes our rates will drop at that time, mm-hmm, as sort of a response.
Now, so, talking about appreciation, do you think that a new build will appreciate rapidly, or, you know?
So here's an interesting thing with a new build. It all comes down to supply and demand. So if you're moving into a community and you're buyer number one, okay, which can be a good thing, chances are over time it will appreciate. However, if you end up needing to sell in 2 years, the problem with that is buyers will pay 10% more, at least, for a new house than the same model that's 2 years old. Mm. There's I've had houses. I represented a builder, mm-hmm, and he's like, "But my house is like new," and I'm like, "It's old."
Wow.
I mean,
it's lived in.
Lived in. Right. It's not a virgin.
Right.
People want the virgin.
Exactly.
And that's it. So, So is it going to appreciate? Yes, but now if it was a small community and they're sold out, it's fine. But if you're now competing against 500 potential houses, people want to pick their floor plans. I just closed on a house last Thursday, lovely, adorable couple in their 20s, and it was perfect. I knew they were getting new construction from the get-go. They wanted a master upstairs. Mm-hmm. They wanted a bedroom and a full bath on the first floor, mm-hmm, for her father. Like, they wanted an office. She's an accountant. She works at home. Mm-hmm. They wanted a really nice office on the first floor. They wanted the wowie kitchen with the latest and greatest. They like to, what do you call that, game?
Right.
So, you know, they got a knocked-out basement. Mm-hmm. I mean, another full bath down there. Like, they had very specific needs. They wanted a family community, mm-hmm, feeling. And new construction, I knew it, but, you know. And they, of course, started out wanting to look at resale, and I'm thinking, not happening.
Right, right. You can't get what you want to resell.
So every human is different on their wish list.
Right.
Everyone. I can have two clients, same price range, same neighborhood. They're not even necessarily going to be shown the same houses.
How long are houses staying on the market now?
Oh, my God. It's amazing. So wait, let me pull this up on my newsletter that, as I said, is going out. Because I love data. As you know, I was a math major.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm like a nerd.
I know you're particular.
I know. I'm like, and I don't like to just wing it. I like exact numbers. So in Chester County, in 23, the average days on market was 24. In 21, it was 21. That's not a huge difference. In 19, before COVID, it was 61. And let's pick another area. Let's look at, who are we in next? Delaware County, let's see. 27 this year, 23 in 21, and 47. So
not
23
bad.
Is just a hair higher. But here's the other thing that people don't know. I know you do because you're so smart, is that not every house that goes on the market ever gets sold. And you might say, well, why not, right? I spend most of my time with my clients getting it, my listing clients, getting that house staged, getting.
Oh, yeah. I want to talk about that, you know, after we take a break. But we're going to jump to the seller's side of things.
I love sellers.
Yeah. But I wanted to ask you. What type of home sells fast? A home with a pool? I understand that a home with a pool sells faster than a home that, let's say, have solar. A lot of people I hear don't like solar. And I don't understand because they're making all these phone calls that they can save you money, yada, yada. So tell me, what is the most desirable here?
Let's start with solar, and then we'll go to pools.
Okay.
So I sold a house in the Ambler area in Montgomery County, and my client knowingly paid $50,000 because not just the word solar, the specific solar companies that they had gotten hooked up with.
Right.
So all solar is not the same, okay? He legitimately had no utility bills when he moved in because other people were picking up his solar whatever and paying premium prices. Not every company pays the same. So you kind of have to know that. The other thing that scares a lot of people at solar is they get this big hefty bill. And like when I sold the house, there was no bill. We didn't owe a dollar. It had all been paid. And some of these houses with solar, they come with this lease and then they expect you to continue paying on it. So that has a negative effect. So as you can see, even within the solar field, it's two different scenarios.
And that's bad for the seller also because how are you going to sell your property and you got this extra bill?
So like $50,000.
Yeah. You have a lease, which, what is it, 15 years, 25 years? And then you say, okay, I'm moving 10 or 15 years. Your kids are grown. And here you got to pass on that lease. How can you sell your property like that?
Well, not only that, you know, sometimes the roof itself needs to be replaced.
Right.
There's a huge expense to take those solar panels off the roof. We're talking about like another $20,000, and then you get the privilege of paying for the roof because those panels have to come off and then get put back on. It's not a free lunch.
Right.
And don't forget, depending on what kind of roof you get, that's another big bill.
And they're offering roof replacements with this solar thing nowadays.
Because some people were getting it on their old roofs, not thinking about the ramifications of having to take it off. So, I mean, at least that's a benefit.
Well, we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back and talk more about sellers. I wanted to get on that side of the fence. And
that's clever. Okay.
Yeah. And I wanted to talk about what sellers can do to sell their house in a competitive market and what they can do to I don't know, just to be competitive.
I got great stories.
Okay, so let's take a break. I wanted to say if you're facing foreclosure. You have to get my ebook, Mortgage Foreclosure Secrets. I had to really tell you guys about this because so many people are facing foreclosure, especially after the pandemic. They got these deferred loans. They're putting the mortgage payments on the back. A lot of people lost their jobs. But you know what the stories are. However, if you are in or facing foreclosure, go to YvonneKandy.com. That's YvonneKandy.com. Click eBooks, and you will see Mortgage Foreclosure Secret. And it's packed with some very, very intense information that will help you stop that foreclosure. Even if you're going to see a lawyer, you can know what to talk to the lawyer about and also know your options. So go to Mortgage Foreclosure Secrets and download that ebook. It's very, very reasonable. Well, we're going to come back with Michelle Leonard.
You're listening to Real Estate Today with Yvonne Candy.
Now, Michelle, we're going to let's go on the seller's side of things. Have you ever experienced a seller who had these, these imaginary prices in which they can sell their homes for? I don't know.
Every seller.
A lot, yeah. Maybe twice as much as what it's worth. excuse me. What do you do in a case like that? How do you get across to a seller that their property is not worth as much as they think it is?
So that's a great question. I feel like part of my job, just a small piece, is educating the seller about the overall market and how much their home is worth in the market of the moment. And so a lot of sellers will call me 6 to 9 months before they intend to sell. And I'm very careful to tell them that the price I give them today is not necessarily the price that I give them in the future. And the other huge piece of that equation is, how does that house show and how does it fit into what else is being sold in the market, in their neighborhood? How do they compare? Because buyers, when they look at the houses, they are comparing what they've seen to what your house has. And I'm sure you've heard this phrase, most buyers want a shiny penny.
Now, I want to tell you about a house that I was in. I was in a house, this was years ago, where there was only one way in and one way out.
Okay. So, not good.
So you go in the door, and it's a pathway because there was so much clutter everywhere. I think you can get to the kitchen, the bathroom, and the bedroom. That was it. Now, outside of that type of scenario, you have the orange walls, you have the blue walls, you know, you you have the towels maybe up at the window, but whatever. What is your advice? Because I know you're the realtor extraordinaire. What do you do if you walk into a situation like that? And the seller wants to sell this house.
So it doesn't even have to be that bad. So mm-hmm. I will give you a scenario. It happened in 2021, so not mm-hmm. that long ago. And they wanted to move out of state. And lovely couple. And their home was dated. And their furniture did not appeal to the masses on the main line. So if you have like a super contemporary type house, that's different than a traditional style house. And it should be furnished appropriately. I'm not saying one's better than the other. They should match the style. So lovely couple. We had them, I had a person come in who went through and critiqued with them for 2 hours, and we decided that they had a lot of painting to do. Even like something as simple as a banister. It was an all-wood banister, which is very reminiscent of the 70s and 80s.
But would they do this? Would they clean? Would they remove the clutter? Would they paint? Or are they willing to do that?
Yes, they did.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell, and not only that, I had them rent to the tune of $6,000, new furniture to rent to bring in. Mm-hmm. Okay. But let's talk about the numbers. I ended up pricing it at $850. Mm-hmm. I wanted to create demand. Mm-hmm. I wanted people to want the house.
Okay.
Okay. So fast forward, I ended up getting multiple offers. I basically told people if they weren't bringing me a number over.
But what was the offer? What? How much more did you get after all of that?
$960,000, $110,000. And the neighbor four doors down did not list with me, so didn't use my marketing. Mm-hmm. He listed at $970,000, $10,000 more than I got.
Wow.
How much do you think he sold for?
I don't know.
$750,000.
Oh, my goodness. They should have hired you. Michelle, tell everyone how they can get in touch with you.
The best way is to call or text me. My personal phone number is 610-331-5913. I'm on Facebook, the best. I'm also on Instagram. And if you just want to have a conversation, I love to chit-chat.
Great, great. Thank you so much for joining us. For more information, go to YvonneCandy.com.
You've been listening to Real Estate Today with Yvonne Candy. Don't forget to visit us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and all other social media.